Welcome to Inside Convergence, a series of podcasts that take a deep dive into their services and how they benefit public accounting firms. I'm your host, Liz Smith, and in each episode, I will bring you insights, thought-provoking case studies, and practical tools to understand the benefit of being a Convergence client. So buckle up, get curious, and let's unravel how this company combines subject matter expertise, big data, and AI to deliver relevant data-driven business intelligence to partners at public accounting firms, delivering services to the asset management industry. Today's segment focuses on improving your compliance with AICPA and PCAOB rules for taking on and maintaining new and existing clients. You know, the work that your partners have to do to evaluate the business risks introduced by new clients. The process is often referred to as client acceptance testing and is outlined in the standards set by AICPA statement on audit quality standard number 8 and the new PCAOB, QC 1000. And if you are like many accounting firms that Convergence has spoken with, the quality, consistency, and cost of this work varies by partner across your firm. The Convergence solution is called Client Acceptance Testing Services, or CAT for short. It provides audit partners with key business intelligence on risk conditions in an investment advisor's business and its key principles. For example, it uses 64 different risk conditions that map to 5 risk categories: operations, compliance, service providers, regulatory enforcement actions, and human capital. A subscription to CAT allows you to outsource this analytical work to a platform with the scale and capabilities to cost-effectively comply with these rules. I suspect that many of you believe that you have client acceptance testing well in hand. Well, let me share a few more reasons to consider CAT and provide an example of it in action to bring it to life. Convergence is a data and business intelligence expert, and each day it collects, curates, and structures raw and unstructured data from dozens of sources to create and update business profiles on 55,000 global investment advisors. These business profiles are organized into 36 subjects containing 6,500 fields, and their models are trained to look for relevant business intelligence each day, which helps improve your business. The depth and breadth of their data coverage truly represents the voice of the market. You are a professional services firm dedicated to delivering great products and services to your clients. You are less likely to have the desire, budget, or capabilities to develop the data and business intelligence you need to fully meet client acceptance testing standards. Any objective side-by-side comparison of Convergence's capabilities, data coverage, business intelligence, and service delivery model to what you have internally or to what you may be getting from others should clearly reveal their advantages. And now, for that example of CAT in action. An audit partner evaluating a new fund audit engagement used CAT to determine that the founder of the firm and the GP to the relevant fund had borrowed money against his share of the unrealized carried interest in the fund. The lending bank was also the named custodian to the fund. The partner used this information to discuss the conflicts of interest that this introduced between the GP, its investors in the fund, and the custody bank, and designed their audit plan to spend more time testing the areas impacted by the conflict of interest introduced by the different debt relationships. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope I did a good job explaining how Convergence's CAT can help you consistently and cost-effectively comply with accounting standards. To learn more, please contact George Gaynor, Head of Accounting Services at Convergence. George is a CPA and understands the business intelligence you need. He can be reached at 856-287-1681 or email him at ggainer@convergenceinc.com. And last, never forget that your business intelligence is only as good as the depth, breadth, and accuracy of the data that powers it.